This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it is the morning of the first day of the Visionary Annual Conference 2025. I'm joined today by Fiona Sanford from Visionary. Can you give us an overview of what the day is going to involve and what you're looking forward to?
Of course. Hi, morning, Amelia. It's quite an early start for us. So what can we look forward to? So we've got some familiarisation tours of the venue about to kick off. That's where delegates can just get familiar with the layout and where everything is. So that's a really helpful addition that we've got this year. Our Excellence and Inclusion panel is about to start, and I think you're speaking to them separately, so I won't steal their thunder. Then we have our series of workshops, real wide variety of subjects and topics. Really informed by the Visionary membership, we gather information throughout the year on what people want to know more about, and that's what we deliver the workshops on. And then, of course, tonight we've got the fantastic awards dinner, where we have got some really fun stuff planned, but the highlight of that event is the awards, where Visionary members vote for their colleagues and fellow organisations, and it just showcases the fantastic work that goes on across the UK, across the Visionary members and partner organisations, and that's brilliant. It's the highlight of the evening.
And there's a lot of focus on integrating emerging technology and AI in this year's conference. Why was that something that was important to Visionary members?
Yes, so that's something that's increasingly coming up in all of the sessions that we run. How to use AI, how to use it effectively, should we be using it, how to make it safe. So yes, tomorrow morning's panel is actually on, it's got a focus on AI and just bringing up subjects that the Visionary members have raised with us throughout the year. So yeah, AI and technology is very much a hot topic throughout the conference.
And why is it so important that you get to bring together bigger organisations in the sight loss sector, local organisations, individuals? Why is this kind of opportunity so important for the sector?
Because everybody has something to learn, Amelia, and you know, the bigger organisations can quite often learn from the agility and the flexibility of the smaller organisations, and the smaller organisations can learn about how to scale things from the larger ones. So there's always something that can be shared.
Well, thank you so much, Fiona Sanford, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay.